It's Drake with headlines, 41 minutes after 9 o'clock. Lignora Wednesday. We're joined by our Lignora La Magnora. Kolile Mabuza, the founder of Dendalo Bags. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am lovely. Thank you for coming into the studio, gracing us with your presence. What fuels you on tough days, on the tough days where you just feel like, I don't want to do this. I have so many orders, but I just don't feel like doing this today.
It's so funny. That's a very funny question to start with.
Yeah.
Because tough days, what I normally do is I think about if I stop doing what I'm doing, which is what I have to do, like make sure that I get the orders right on time, deliver to clients on time. And I'm like, okay, this work is so much. It is overwhelming me. Mm. I always think about putting a CV. I'll have to close the business to put a CV.
Yeah.
So that is not ideal for me because I have like healthy issues that restrict me. So it's better for me to be an entrepreneur than go look for a job and have a boss. Yeah, a boss won't understand why I'm sick, why my body is not functional on the day.
Yeah.
So I have to get the orders, whether I like it or not. I just push myself.
Let's go back to the very beginning. How did Dendalo Bags start?
Oh, so like back in 2018, I suffered stroke.
Okay.
And I basically needed to relearn everything, relearn how to walk.
Oh, from the beginning.
How to use my hands, how to talk as I used to. So as I was doing that, I remember I was, after 7 months of the stroke, I was now like on my way to recovery, covering different distances. So what I did was I'd collect rubber tubes to make earrings at first.
Nice.
Yes, but I didn't collect them to make earrings. I collected them to wash them because my hands were weak and I just kept breaking things.
You needed things to do to get back to full function.
So washing rubber tubes was like the first thing that I did into recovery. I would use my hands, of course, and I'd take time because they were still weak and I'd get tired from time to time. But I just like wash them until they piled up and my mom was like, you have to find a way to get rid of them to make space for more. And I was like, okay, my best friend was making earrings with beads. Then she said, what if you try making earrings with these? And I tried making earrings. I remember in 2019, I had recovered that time. I got a gig to perform in Australia and I went with those earrings. They sold out and I was like, okay, this is something to do. When I get back home, I must make sure I grow whatever this thing is.
Well, isn't that crazy that such a dark period in your life will help you discover who you're truly meant to be?
It is very crazy. But I'll also like say now, only this year when I was reflecting back, I'd say I am grateful for that like dark period, for that something that I would never ever ask for, the stroke, you know.
Yeah.
I am grateful for it because I was bullied throughout my school life. As a result, I wanted to further my studies and make sure that everyone knows I am important and I belong in this world.
Yeah.
And I was like accepted to do chemistry, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And chemistry was something that I failed dismally at school. So I met my principal years later and I told him I was accepted to do chemistry. And he said, grateful, you must be grateful for the stroke because you used to fail chemistry. That was your biggest issue and you were going to fail it. And like at the university level, and because you're a fragile person, I don't think you would have bounced back. So that stroke really saved my life in redirecting me.
You have been redirected. This year has been a very big year for you. When you look back, what would you say has been your biggest accomplishment?
It's been recognized, you know, when you do whatever you do in your corner, you don't think big about it. Yes, you have dreams to see yourself in different spaces, but we normally forget to celebrate ourselves as entrepreneurs. We just like keep chasing, keep going. We don't even realize what we are doing and the impact that we are having. So this year has been a great year where the work that I've been doing has been recognized, has been celebrated, and has given me an an opportunity to also like sit back, reflect, and also celebrate myself to say, Tolile, you are doing very well.
Amen.
And Tolile, where you are going, where from here, where to now,
yeah.
And the impact that I want to have, obviously, it has changed compared to when I started, because now the business, I've seen that this business is growing. So that means the impact also is growing, and it has to be different. Mm-hmm. The goals have to be like adjusted a little bit. So it's been a great year, like winning the Santam Woman of the Future. I've been rejected twice in that like competition.
But you didn't give up.
I didn't give up. And this was my last. I told myself, this is my last year.
Oh.
So if I don't make it through this
that
year.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. To be rejected twice and you tell yourself, this is my last year. I'm giving it my all. And in giving it your all, you get to walk away with the award.
I've got to walk away with the award. I didn't believe it. I was like, what just happened? Yeah. I mean, being a finalist was the biggest thing. I was so happy and excited about it, especially being from like Mpumalanga. So we are like imagining a lot of things in Mpumalanga. People still get shocked that there's someone who can run a business like this in Mpumalanga. There's someone who
what?
Can be a female entrepreneur. I'm telling you, every time I have to like explain where I'm from, they're like, oh, you're from Mpumalanga. And it gets worse when I say I'm from Pinar, because people don't know where Pinar is.
Mm.
So it feels so good to know that people now, they are familiarizing themselves with us as winners, as people from Mpumalanga. And they finally like get to see us, what we are capable of, and that the stories they hear about us is not everything that we have to offer. There's more to us as people in this province. We are creatives, and creatives that turn their creative hustles into businesses.
Absolutely. Listen, we're running out of time, but I you spoke about impact a bit earlier on. So empowerment is part of it a lot, especially for women, young women especially. What do you hope women watching your journey will take away from who you are and what you've been able to do with your creativity?
What I hope they take away is that you have to chase whatever you want. It always like look far-fetched oft, of course, and far from you, but you have to continue chasing. Some people,
Amen.
They need you to really prove that you deserve to be in the spaces as a young woman you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
They won't just give it to you in a silver platter. You are lucky if they do that, but if they don't, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong about you or you don't belong in that room or in that table.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to chase and prove everyone that you do belong, and eventually the doors will just open on their own. You don't have to like actually open, you just have to chase in the right way, and then the door opens. But don't give up. That's the biggest thing. You must never give up. It took me 4 years for the business to take off, for me to sell bags, but I never stopped making bags. I just kept making bags, and when I was selling, I was able to like perfect the bags that I was making.
Yeah.
And I was grateful that I didn't sell in that 4 years, because the quality was not great.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to keep chasing. Don't give up and close off the noise. People will say whatever they say.
Oh, yeah.
There are expectations in our society. You have to get a job or else your life is not moving. Chase what you believe in. As long as you believe in it and you have like a heart of solving problems, then you have everything it takes to make it.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. This is why you are our Lignora, La Magnora for today. I think your story is so inspiring, and I really hope there's a young girl listening now who will resonate with your story one way or another. But thank you for coming on to the show. Oh, where can we get you on our socials?
Oh, you can get me at Thinalo Trading on Instagram and Facebook, and Xolile Mabuza everywhere, literally.
Well, Xolile Mabuza, thank you for coming on to the show. We wish you all the best. 2026, I can't wait to see what type of bags you're going to be coming out with.
Thank you so much for having me. And just to like disclaimer, there are beautiful people in the studio. We don't see them, but
you heard what she said. Do with that information what you will. It's Rise of Fame.